Same with the Donegal manager, Matty Curran, after victory in the Ulster Championship. That was hard fought, but I suppose it was all about guts and determination and a bit of quality from Karen in the end there.
Yeah, look, Karen probably got the scores, but look, I thought we defended really well overall. Look, I think we only conceded 4 points. You know, three of them were must have been in the first 7 or 8 minutes, and that was probably the platform for us. Look, we missed three probably really good goal chances, including a penalty, that maybe made it put the thing a bit more comfortable for us. But yeah, look, we're really happy. It's not easy coming here, and you know, Kevin knew that a real shout here today, and we knew we were going to get really tested, and that's how it turned out.
It turned out to be a game when it started, the sun was splitting the stones and it looked like it was gorgeous playing conditions, and the game had to change midway through because conditions were very, very hard. The ball was like a bar of soap out there.
Yeah, a huge downpour just around about half time, so I think we kind of managed to miss the worst of that maybe, and look, it did make it very difficult. And you know, the nature of football nowadays with it being so defensive, you know, every pass in the offensive zone is contested, and look, it needs to be bang on the money. So if it's not perfect, as you say, it's very slippy and balls are turned over and balls were going to ground. And look, it probably wasn't a great match for, or a spectacle or a match for the neutral, but look, it is what it is, and look, we're delighted. It's been a tough year for us so far, and it's great to get a victory and put ourselves in a real good position in the Ulster Championship to make another Ulster final.
It seemed to be during the second half, yourself and some of the management team a little bit frustrated with the refereeing.
Yeah, look, you always do, and you know, when you watch it back, it's never as bad as you think it is at the time. But yeah, look, there was a few that we've found very, very peculiar. You know, Karen got a yellow card for a supposed high tackle, and Lee McLaughlin received one very similar a few moments later. Can't really understand how the penalty wasn't given in the first half, and a couple of things that. But look, I don't think he had a massive influence in the game. To be fair, it was a real. Probably a tough one to ref, and considering the conditions. And look, the charge is such a contentious issue in ladies' football. You know, you never know. I don't think he knew himself what way he was going to blow half the time. And he's not alone in that, because it's a very tough rule for the ref to try and manage. And look, I think we got probably 3 or 4 points from freeze as well. And look, we're probably lucky to get them. People will save. So look, it's kind of swings and roundabouts. And I don't think it was the win or losing of the game for either team.
How important, given how difficult the league was getting the win here today?
Yeah, huge. Look, you know, it's been a pretty substantial fall from grace for us, you know, from contesting National League finals and All-Ireland semi-finals to not being able to get any points at all on the board in Division 1. So it's been a wee bit of a transition for us. And look, we didn't have Cairn for the league, and we didn't have Niamh McLaughlin for much of it either. And you know, those couple of players have made a big difference. Look, you got to tip your hat to Claire Freeland goals making her debut. She dealt with a bombardment of high balls in there at the stage. And you know, Abigail Temple-Osoku in front of her full back was brilliant, marking a player of Aisling Sheridan's calibre. Katie Dowd's wing forward, these people all making their debuts. Kieran McGarvey come off the bench. So look, it's a very it's an inexperienced Donegal team, but you know, the future is coming fast down the track at us, and these younger players are going to have to step up. And you know, a victory today will do them the world of good, and on the back of the tough league, and you know, and they can now look forward to, barring a catastrophe of other results conspiring against us, you know, look, should look forward to an Ulster final. So hopefully that works out for us.
Looking ahead then to Armagh next weekend, it'll be a different prospect.
Yeah, very, very different, and you know, and a strange one, because as I say, with the results the way they expect them to go, you know, it could be you play them again a couple of weeks later in an Ulster final if it goes that way. So they're cock a hoop. They're after winning Division 2. They're in Division 1 for the first time, you know, in a long time, and you know, they're in Ulster champions. So look, they'll be big favourites for it. And but look, we've went into that final as hot favourites as last couple of years, and it didn't work out for us. So yeah, you look, you never know what's on the day.